Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Pam's Country Time, where we play a lot of country and very little Western. I'm not a big fan of Western music, but I do love country, classic folk music, all that sort of thing. And we're going to kick straight into it with a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band track, Black Mountain Rag. And in this we have the incredible Mr. Doc Watson, who we'll be hearing a little bit more of later on. And he's playing guitar while Vassa Clements is playing fiddle. And we're going to have a little bit of Vassa later on as well. So here we go, Black Mountain Rag.
Take my last break on the guitar, Vassar. I'll do it in A. When we get to the picking part, I'm gonna let you have it. That where you pick the fiddle.
Oh, the pick.
I'll do a half a break on A at the end, and you end up on the fiddle. Let me play some hot backup runs behind it. That Black Mountain Rag is really a fiddle tune, and if a record's done of it, I always thought it ought to have a fiddle in there doing at least half of it.
Yeah, that sure sounds good on the guitar. Too.
I'll start it out like this.
Okay, and coming up next, we've got Charmaine Slavin and Charlie Clinch, who we know as Squirrel Butter, but in this song, they're playing with their regular band, the Tall Boys, and they're doing Johnson Girls, or Gals, as the spelling pronounces it, but when you hear the percussion come in, that's actually Charmaine doing flat footing, which is a dancing style while she's playing guitar. But it also acts, when you're flat foot, it also acts as more or less an old type of drum sound. So here we go, Johnson Girls by the Tall Boys.
Thank you.
As I said before, we're going to have a few Doc Watson songs today. Here's our second one. This is Red Rocking Chair, which we've actually played the Flat Mountain Girls version of a couple of weeks ago. But this is Doc Watson doing it, and I love the way this man handles a guitar.
Pull back the curtain, let me see the sun. It's been like a long rainy day. I slave and I try, but you grumble and you cry. And we can't live together this away, Lord, Lord. And we can't live together this away. I set you in the shade, give you every dime I made. What can a poor boy do? Yes, I work every day and you throw it all away. I just can't make a living for you, Lord, Lord. And I can't make a living for you. I've got no use for the red rocking chair. I've got no sugar baby now. And since she's been gone, Lord, I sing this lonesome song. Got no one to rock cradle for me now, Lord, Lord. Got no one to rock cradle for me now.
In the episode tonight, we do have a lot of banjo and a lot of fiddle. And next up is Grandpa Jones, a well-known American banjo player. He was good friends with String Bean or David Akerman. In fact, they bought cabins on the same lake opposing each other, and they would get together daily, whittle a bit of wood, spin a few tunes, and have a good old-fashioned chat. This is Grandpa Jones with the standard Down Old Plank Road, which was originally done by Uncle Dave McCon.
I'd rather be in Richmond in all the hail and rain than to be in Georgia wearing the ball and chain. Don't get drunk no more, don't get drunk no more, don't get drunk no more, way down the old plank road. Hey! I went down to Mobile to get on a gravel train. The very next thing they heard of me, I was wearing the ball and chain. Makes you treat me so. Called me to wear the ball and chain, and now my ankle's sore. Don't get drunk no more. Don't get drunk no more. Don't get drunk no more. Way down the old back road. Well, Knoxville is a pretty place. Memphis is a beauty. If you want to see them pretty gals, now hop to Chattanooga. Don't get drunk. Build me a scaffold on that mountain high so I can see them pretty gals as they go riding by. Don't get drunk no more, don't get drunk no more, don't get drunk no more, way down the old bank road. Glory, hallelujah! Well, my wife died a Friday night, Saturday she was buried, Sunday was my courting day, and Monday I got married. Don't get drunk no more. Don't get drunk no more. Don't get drunk.
a little bit more Doc Watson coming up, and here he teams up with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and they're doing the traditional John Hardy. I'm not sure if there's any vocals in this version, as I've only listened to a little bit of it, and it's pretty incredible instrumental-wise. So let's find out together. Earl Flatt and Scruggs with Doc Watson, John Hardy. One of my all-time favourite songs coming up next, My Epitaph. And originally this was an Ola Bella Reid song, and this is actually Ola Bella Reid doing the song. How can you put it? I don't have time to explain the importance of Ola and this type of music, but man, does this song get you in the heartstrings.
When I go from this life, let me go in peace. I don't want your marble at my head and feet. Don't gather around me just to weep and mourn for where that I'm going, I won't be alone. The flowers you'd give me, please give them today. Don't waste our beauty on cold, lifeless clay. One rose with love, oh, it could do so much good. I think all would give it if they just understood. God gives life freely, then he takes away. What we do for each other, oh, let us today. We have no promise that tomorrow will come. Don't sing my praises after I'm gone. When life has departed, it's not me anymore. Just a form that has suffered, a still heart that was sold. For the soul that has blossomed, oh, I don't need you anymore. So let it go freely to God's evermore.
Next couple of songs are by Old Crow Medicine Show, one of my favorite new country type bands. I saw them play live probably about 10 years ago now. When they toured Australia. We're going to start out with Sweet Amarillo and follow that straight up with their version of the Darius Rucker song, Wagon Wheel.
Said you rode off. The covers and dance the red over till the light of the dawn. Sweet.
headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way to North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wipe and lay. But I ain't a turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
And wonderful little couple of songs, that wasn't it? Next up, special one, Orange Blossom Special, as played by Vassa Clements. So this is basically Vassa Clements and a backing band. No, we don't have the lyrical song here, but we have Vassa's version of the incredible fiddle element that is Orange Blossom Special. So hope you like it. He is one of my favorite fiddle players. I don't think he ever played one string. He was always playing two.
Thank you.
to get a little bit of our Aussie content. There's some wonderful Australian country music. And this is Ringer from the Top End, a Slim Dusty track. I love Slim. I love the way he handles it, handles this song. My mother, when she was playing country in the 50s, knew the McKean sisters, and Slim Dusty married one of them. So, you know, how can you put it? Close to the heart, you might say.
I'm a ringer from the Top End, where you gotta know your job and what you're doing each day. On 2 million acres, you bet you'll have to earn your pay. If you want to take it on, there's one thing that shouldn't be forgotten. Nobody else can do the job like a ringer from the Top End. Out on the fence, like swallowing dust, blood on my hands from the bar. Hoping that rope bull won't see the hole before they get him in the yard. But I get a funny feeling in the middle of my back. Sure enough, he's coming like a train down the track. That's when nobody else moves faster than the ringer from the Top End.
Look out now!
Top End, where you gotta muster 3,000 head in a day. Moving to the yards and water them at end of day. It's not the sort of job you'd take if you're looking for a soft one. But you take a kind of pride in saying I'm a ringer from the Top End. Well, I roll out my swag neath a boab tree, and then I'm out like a light, dreaming about those girls in town. Next thing it's broad daylight. No time to dream of what might have been. I'm in a dirty bull catcher with a mustering team. I'd better keep my mind on the job, cause I'm a ringer from the Top End.
Hey!
And nobody does the job better than a ringer from the Top End. That's right.
Wonderful song, wasn't it? Now, before, when we mentioned Old Plank Road with Grandpa Jones, I mentioned that he was a friend of String Bean, so we got to have a little bit of String Bean. And this is String Bean with a few friends, and they're doing Old Joe Clark.
Harold Morrison,
hey.
Come over here, my boy. You know, we're talking about country music. The five-string banjo was one of the first instruments to start the good country sounds ringing. And I thought maybe we could talk String Bean into picking one with you. And we'll
let's
have
get
a little,
him in here. You want to?
You've already talked me into it.
I've already talked. What you going to pick now?
Let's get Buddy's Spiker to help.
Come on, Buddy. I'll get out of your way.
You know old Joe Clark?
Yeah, let's make ourselves a name right here.
All right.
Make yourself a name.
All right, here we go. Old Joe Clark.
Thank you.
you got to love a bit of string. The Bean is always good. Next up, a little bit more Doc Watson. Last we'll hear of him in this week's episode. Doc and the crew from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band are playing Tennessee Stud. And again, we get to hear the wonderful interplay instrumentally between Doc Watson on guitar and Vassar Clements on fiddle. Hope you enjoy it.
Jimmy Driftwood wrote this thing. Hello there. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
Do we want to try a break? Now, your fiddle break comes right after I get back and whoop her brother and her paw and sing a chorus.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah. Now, that is about as pretty a bass line as I've heard played in something in a long time. I'll compliment that boy back there. That's a horse's foot in the gravel, man. That ain't trained. Running through a ford in the creek.
Wanna try one, Doc?
Let's see if we can put down a take. Where's the harmony at? Right here?
He's talking to the bass player. Come on, Jim.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding that Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Foot, then I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land, we crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got just as lonesome as a man can be, a-dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-dreaming of a sweetheart too. We loped right back across Arkansas, I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. When I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-riding that Tennessee mare. Whoa, boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Up to stirrup and side by side, we crossed them mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing round the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. There's good horses. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
one of my favorite songs in the country music genre is Wreck of the Old 97. I do it in my own bluegrass act. It's a traditional, it's a classic, it's wonderful. But the first version I ever heard of this song was actually The Seekers. And they did a fantastic version of it, really sort of picked you up. I always loved the treatment they gave it. So this week, a little bit more Australian content, The Seekers, Wreck of the Old 97.
Gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. It's 8:38 and it's the old 97, gotta put her in too damn long time.
Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg down to Danville on a line with a 3 mile break. It was down that line when he lost his average, you can see what a jump he made.
Brady said to his black greasy fireman, shovel on a little more coal. I'm waiting to pass them wide open mountains, gonna see the old 97 roll.
Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg down to Danville on a line with a 3 mile break. It was down that line when he lost his average, you can see what a jump he made.
He's coming down that line making 90 miles an hour, the whistle broke into a scream. They found him in the wreck with his hand upon the throttle, he'd been scalded to death by steam.
Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg down to Danville on a line with a 3 mile break. It was down that line when he lost his average, you can see what a jump he made.
Well, come on now, say harsh words to your true love and husband, he'll leave you and never return.
Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg down to Danville on a line with a 3 mile break. It was down that line when he lost his average, you can see what a jump he made.
Broke into a scream. They found him in the wreck with his hand upon the throttle, he'd been scalded to death by steam.
Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg down to Danville on a line with a 3 mile break. It was down that line where he lost his average, you can see what a jump he made. Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg down to Danville on a line with a 3 mile break. It was down that line when he lost his average, you can see what a jump he made. Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg down to Danville on a line with a 3 mile break. It was down that line when he lost his average, you can see what a jump he made.
Now a real old-time treat coming on, the Skillet Liquors of Turkey in the Straw. Predominantly the Skillet Liquors were led by Gideon Tanner, or Gid Tanner. This is turn-of-the-century stuff, and a guy called Buck Riley is playing guitar with Gid Tanner here. Buck was a good friend, lifelong friend of Gid Tanner's, and he was blind as a bat, but played a guitar incredibly well. And Gid Tanner himself is an amazing fiddle player. This recording probably doesn't do them justice, but, you know, they didn't have the studios back then that we have today.
Old Bill jumped the wagon from a wicked throw. in the hay. I twist about and turn about and I keep a hole and I hike him up and he's all tricky and strong. Know how I milk the gold, the dumb cow. The old cowboy was fine as Peter, because inside the milk there was a little sweeter.
Milk that cow.
In the hay.
What you say?
With my attorney about as I did the bowl, and I hiked him up the cute dog, turkey and strong. Turkey in the hay. But with about turn him out as I did before, and I hiked him up the cute old turkey and small.
If you're into really good fiddle music, the next song, which is our closing song, is going to really give you a treat. Rhonda Vincent and The Rage featuring Hunter Berry. Hunter Berry is one of my favourite bluegrass country fiddle players. He's a young lad over in the United States. Young, he's probably only about 45, which I think in country music terms is a mere kiddie. And he's doing a little bit of an original called Wow Baby. It is one of the best new fiddle pieces I've ever heard. Hope you like it, and thank you for dropping in this week. Can't wait to see you next, or have a chat to you next week.
It's one called Wow Baby. Play it, Hunter.
One, two, three, four.